AI briefing for Friday, June 19th, 2026. Episode 1, the main briefing. First up, the biggest story of the day. Noam Shazir is joining OpenAI. If that name doesn't ring a bell, Shazir is a co-inventor of the Transformer architecture, the attention is all you need paper that basically created modern AI. He built Character AI, which Google acquired for nearly $3 billion and was co-leading Gemini at DeepMind. Now he's at OpenAI. Sam Altman said, quote, "Noam is one of the people I have most wanted to work with since the very beginning of OpenAI. Only took 10 years. I think it will be worth the wait." This is a massive talent win for OpenAI and an equally massive loss for Google. It also tells you the talent war is absolutely not cooling down. Moving on to infrastructure. Amazon is planning to sell its Trainium AI chips to other data centers, essentially competing directly with NVIDIA. Analysts are pegging this as a potential $50 billion opportunity. Amazon's been building Trainium for its own use, but selling it externally is a new play. Meanwhile, AI data center power demand is projected to hit 80 to 100 gigawatts by 2030, with a 60 gigawatt supply gap. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission just mandated fast-track grid interconnections for AI data centers. The energy bottleneck is becoming real policy. Speaking of infrastructure, Basidon, an AI inference startup, is reportedly raising $1.5 billion at a $13 billion valuation. That's a massive bet on the inference layer. And General Intuition is raising $300 million at a $2 billion valuation to train embodied AI using massive gaming video datasets. In model news, xAI launched Grok 4.3 on Amazon Bedrock, expanding enterprise access to their latest model. GLM 5.2 is currently topping open-source LLM benchmarks with a 1 million token context window and strong coding performance. And Snap spun off its AI video team into a new company called Dotmo, focusing exclusively on AI video generation. On the open protocol front, the Model Context Protocol just announced zero-touch OAuth for enterprise-managed auth. This is a big step for making AI agent connections to enterprise APIs smoother and more secure, which matters a lot for real-world adoption. Finally, a quick reminder that Meta's Llama 4 continues to struggle. Multiple sources are calling it a disappointment that damaged Meta's credibility in the open-source community, with some variants still not fully open-sourced after a poor reception. The gap in open-source leadership is widening. That's it for Episode 1. Episode 2 covers local models, agent tools, and AI for developers. Back in a moment.